Box A, Relational Operator Examples. Here we look at some examples of relational expressions. A key idea here is to note that these relational expressions evaluate to a Boolean value, which is a truth value. Note that we will use the terms Boolean expression and logical expression interchangeably. In the first example, we have A does not equal B. Clearly, this is true as 5 does not equal 0. In the second example, we have, does A equal C divided by 3? This is true, since C divided by 3 is 5, and we get 5 equals 5. In the next example, we see that B is not less than D, and so the relational expression evaluates to false. On the other hand, D is less than B, and so this time the relational expression evaluates to true. Next, we have the expression A is greater than or equal to B, which is true since 5 is greater than or equal to 0. Finally, in the last example, we have C is less than or equal to D. This is not true since 15 is not less than or equal to negative 3. In particular, 15 is greater than negative 3. Consequently, this relational expression evaluates to false. Now let us turn our attention to the logical operators. When working with Boolean values, truth or false values, there are three other elementary types of things we would like to say. Consider two bool variables, A and B. Eventually, we will need to make statements such as these. If A and B are both true, then do this. Or, while either A or B is true, then do this. Or, if A and not B are both true, then do this. To say these types of things in code, C++ provides a logical AND operator, which is notated with the double ampersand, a logical inclusive OR operator, which is notated with the double vertical bar, and a logical NOT operator, which is notated with an exclamation mark. The logical AND and logic inclusive OR operators are binary operators, that is, they act on two operands. Conversely, the NOT operator is a unary operator that acts on only one operand. Box B, the AND and NOT logical operators. In this box, we look at the AND operator and the NOT operator. An AND operator joins two statements to form a compound statement. This new compound statement is true if and only if both of its conjuncts are true. Otherwise, it is false. The truth table in box B shows this definition by examining every possible case. So we see that the compound statement, A and B, is only true in the first row where both conjuncts, A and B, are true. It is false in all the other rows, because in these other rows, both conjuncts are not true. Turning our attention to the NOT truth table, we observe that the NOT operator merely negates the truth value of a statement. So if A is true, then not A is false. And if A is false, then not A is true. Box C, the OR logical operator, and XOR. In addition to combining statements with AND, we would like to form new statements using a disjunction, that is an OR statement. There are two types of OR statements, an inclusive OR and an exclusive OR. An inclusive OR is true if at least one disjunct is true, which includes both being true. On the other hand, an exclusive OR is true if and only if one disjunct is true, but not both. The truth tables shown in box C show the definition of these operations. So looking at the inclusive OR, we see the disjunction is true in each row where at least one disjunct is true. In the exclusive OR table, we see that the disjunction is true if and only if one disjunct is true. Note that C++ does not have a native exclusive OR operator. However, you can form an exclusive OR using the other three operators. That is, the exclusive OR can be written as A or B, and not A and B. Do you see why this agrees with the definition? Notice that there are two parts. The first part is A or B, which is the basic inclusive OR. The second part is not A and B. So together we have A or B, but not both A and B. Box D. Examples of the logical operators. Evaluating logical expressions is not a difficult task. However, like learning your multiplication tables, being able to evaluate logical expressions quickly does require a bit of practice at first. So here we will look at a few examples of evaluating logical expressions, and then you can try evaluating some on your own in the exercises. However, more importantly than being able to evaluate logical expressions is the ability to form them. For many of the programs that we will study and which you will write in the exercises, you will need to be able to form logical expressions to implement the programs. At first, this may be hard for complex program logic, but it is hoped that by the end of this course, you will become comfortable with it so that it is almost second nature. So looking at the first example, we have A and not B. B is false, so not B is true. A is true. Since both conjuncts are true, the AND statement is true. That is, the statement A and not B is true. In the next example, we have not B or C. Not B is true. C is true. Then, because we only need at least one disjunct to be true for an inclusive OR to be true, the disjunction not B or C is true. The last example is an exclusive OR. We are forming the exclusive OR of A and C. We know that an exclusive OR is true if and only if one disjunct is true. However, in this case, we note that both A and C are true, so this means that the exclusive OR will be false. To verify more quantitatively, we can plug the truth values into the exclusive OR formula, and sure enough, it evaluates to false. Up to this point, we've examined relational and logical operators, both of which allow us to form logical expressions which evaluate to truth values. In the next slide, we will examine conditional statements. Conditional statements allow our programs to make decisions based on the current state of the program. For example, often in a program, you will want to say, if some logical expression is true, then execute this code. So as you can see, we need to be able to form logical expressions in order to utilize conditional if-then statements. For example, in a game we might write, if the player is not dead and the player's health is less than 25%, then play injured animation sequence. We can see a couple logical operators and one relational operator in that statement, namely, not, and less than.